at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention. I'm visiting with Abe Hughes. And Abe, we kind of just seem to run into each other all over the place. I'll tell you what, you can't come into this convention center and not know that New Holland is here.
Chuck, it's great to see you, but hey, did you notice New Holland, huh?
Yeah, you've got some equipment out there on display, out on the steps. This morning I came over before daylight, made for some really cool photos with the convention lights coming down on all that equipment out there. What is it that you're doing here? Because it looks like very expanded support of the industry.
Absolutely. So let me talk about that equipment that you saw. It's really sexy. It's like right out front on the front steps in downtown Tampa, right in front of the convention center. You can't help but bump into one of those pieces of equipment as you come up to the convention. And what I hear, people are looking at that equipment all day and all night. They're really intrigued. The consumer is coming in here. And what a great way to share what we do in agriculture with the average consumer. But let me tell you about what we're doing with NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We've just started a partnership with them. It's one of our key smart partnerships. And we're going to crawl, then we're going to walk, then we're going to run like we've done with our other partnerships, which you're familiar with, Growth Energy, NASCAR. Well, we've been really strong in dairy and livestock. Truth be told, we've been really strong in dairy. And this is really one of our key partnerships to grow the livestock part of our business. As you know, we're the experts in hay. We wrote the Bible on hay with our Haymakers Handbook. And so our real immediate interest is education here. We want to educate all of these livestock producers, and there's about 250,000 associated with NCBA and the state affiliates. We want to educate them on how to make better hay, how to improve the quality of nutrition. And with the cost of feed so high right now, it's a very important subject for them. So that's kind of the first step we're going to do with NCBA. The second step is that we're going to be on Cattlemen's to Cattlemen. We're going to sponsor 8 shows where we get into our equipment. We get into how do you make hay the right way. We'll have experts talking about that. And then the third thing we're going to do is we're going to increase membership. All those livestock producers that aren't part of the organization, we're going to pay for their membership to the NCBA or to a state affiliate. And the way we're going to do that is that they buy a piece of New Holland equipment and a piece of a hay tool. Then we're gonna cover their cost of membership. So it's a win-win-win partnership. You know how we do it. We want the organization to grow. We want the organization to win. And you know, New Holland is just here to support our industry.
Well, it seems to me like we have a lot of people here at the convention this year, and the activity here in the trade show where we're talking right now. A lot of it going on. What kinds of things have you heard or seen or noticed in dealing with these cattlemen?
Well, you know, it's a different group. The cattlemen are a really different group. And again, you know, we're learning a lot about livestock, to be honest. What I'm finding, just some high impressions, number one, these guys are really professional. They're businessmen. A lot of these guys, in fact, this might not be their main plate business, but they certainly have big cattle operations, or they're buying cattle and having others, you know, hotel them or feed them, right? So, first of all, lots of sophistication, well-heeled crowd. There's money in the room. I see that these people are concerned. They're concerned about the reputation of beef. They're concerned about the future of beef. They're concerned about how to make better beef, how to feed their beef better. So that's why they're here. They're here also to get educated. There's a lot of seminars going on. And after the seminars, they're coming up here and wandering around our booth or wandering downstairs with our equipment. Further, I was just with a group of executives from the industry. And I tell you, you know, we had a very good session talking about the future of beef. Where is this all headed in 10 years? What are the risks? What do we need to worry about right now? And what do we collectively as leaders in the agricultural community need to do in order to ensure that beef becomes still regarded as the best protein out there? And how do we ensure with food safety, with sustainability, with animal rights, with all that stuff going on, how do we ensure that beef maintains that very positive reputation? So it's really quite a lot going on here, as you can see in Tampa, Florida.
Well, it definitely is, and we're going to learn a little bit more here before I leave about some of the things that New Holland is doing, but that gets us off to a great start. Thank you very much, Abe Hughes. We've been visiting here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.